Hello, my audio boo friends. It's February 14th, 2013. It is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's to all my audio boo friends. I hope you had or are having a good day. Daily Gambler, Phil, left a comment on my February 10 audio boo. The one whose topic was, if you only had 24 hours to live. Well, according to Phil, and in fact, according to the Audio Boo app and the Audio Boo itself, I would be very quiet when I only had 24 hours to live. The recording is completely empty. Now, I have no idea how that could have happened because I recorded it using my iPhone, using my earbud microphone, and in the house under quote-unquote controlled conditions. So I really don't know how I could not, you know, that it didn't encode that audio recording at all. Nevertheless, I find myself in a position of having to redo the recording. And far be it for me to try to even recapture that recording. I remember it being rather somber and very serious and very reflective. So I'm going to not make it reflective or serious. Well, I'll make it serious, but in fact, what I had done is I had basically recorded it as if it was my last day to live, and the doctor had just told me I only had 24 hours. And I proceeded to explain what I was going to do that day. To sum it up, basically I would visit friends. I would maybe visit some old haunts, some childhood places from my childhood memory. Obviously talk to people that are far away, talk to them on the phone, find out how they're doing. And the crux of the speaking to the friends part was that I would ask them about their future and what they hope to accomplish and what they dream of doing and what their dream future would be. And the reason why I think I would want to know is because it would make me feel as if I actually had been there or was going to be there, where in reality I wasn't going to see that. The same thing goes for my daughter. I remember mentioning that absolutely I would spend, you know, the majority of the time with my family and with my daughter especially. And one of the things I think I would like to do if I only had 24 hours to live, obviously sleep would not be on the agenda. I figure, hey, if I don't get any sleep, it's not like I'm going to die over it. Well, okay, I'm dying, right? So there's no problem about lack of sleep. So what I would do is I'd prepare a series of videos that I might perhaps hand over to a notary or a lawyer to be time release at certain times in my daughter's life. And to maybe give her some suggestions about what was happening around that time of her life. Now, for some of you Star Trek fans, that may ring a bell, because in fact, Wesley Crusher, his father had done the exact same thing for Wesley Crusher, except of course in his case, they were holodeck recreations. And I believe they were interactive. I'm trying to remember. I don't know. They couldn't have been interactive. And it was very touching because, of course, the holodeck is three-dimensional. So it's like he had his father there in front of him. And, so I think that's definitely one thing that I would do is leave sort of an audio and video account for my daughter to see later in life and to listen to my words. And I'm not even exactly sure what I would say at the moment, but I'm sure that I could come up with something if the time restraints demanded it. So that's in a nutshell what I said in my 9 minutes of silence. Of course, if you ask some people in my entourage, they would have probably said, that would have been the best audio boo you've ever done. Now I'm going to delete the other one, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put one of the comments that I made in reply to Phil's comment in the comment section or in the description section of this audio boo, because I thought it was quite clever of me. Patting myself on the back here, but definitely you'll have to read that comment. I'll probably post Phil's as well, and attribute it, of course, to Phil. And I want to thank him. Obviously, I want to thank him for listening through 9 minutes of silence. It reminds me of the movie. Great! I forgot what the name of the movie is. It's hang on, I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. The name I was looking for was Contact. And the actress's name is Jodie Foster. In the movie Contact, the signature... I won't give it away. I won't spoil it for those of you who haven't seen the movie. But there's something about silence, okay? And if I say 9 minutes of silence, those of you who've seen the movie will now all go and put your palms up to your foreheads and go, oh, yeah. Right, so you got it. So anyway, so thanks for listening to this second edition, the more boisterous and loud edition of the February 10 entry with the topic 24 hours. I will come back with my dream job, which is the February 11th. 11th? 12th? I don't even remember. Jeez. Okay, I'll be back, and I promise I'll get it right. Bye. Thanks for listening. Oh, you're such patient people. Goodbye. Unbelievable. I'm such a dope sometimes. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this thing's still on. Oh, hang on. I gotta turn this thing off. Oh, jeez. Come on. iPhone, wake up. Oh, there we go. Okay. Bye.